The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, this is Brian E. Lau, creator of Staunch Ambition, and you are listening to the PBD Cast by John Orwater. Orlando? Yes, John Orlando.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 288. I hope you're doing well out there, and thank you for checking out this episode. As I am welcoming back a guest for the fourth time, he is a voice actor and a comic book creator. I'm talking about Mr. Frank James Bailey. Frank has created a great family-friendly superhero book called Turkana, and he has a new issue coming out that tackles kind of a serious topic. The fifth installment of this comic is going to be dealing with a character coming out to their father and the other characters of the book. And Frank, as he mentions in the conversation, has been very much inspired by Stan Lee, who was not afraid to take real-world problems and put them into his comics. And so Frank felt that this topic of coming out and how a character or how a person may worry how other people are going to accept them was something that he wanted to tackle. And so he's on to talk about that, as well as the origins of Turkana. We'll even dive into some of his voice acting gigs. But before we get to that conversation, I need to let you know about a great sponsor of the PVD Cast. Of course, I'm talking about World's Greatest Comics. The store is located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And they've got it all. They've got single issues. They've got graphic novels. They've got collections. They've got comic book supplies, collectibles, toys, one world-class pull system. They got thousands upon thousands of back issues. So if you're missing a couple of issues of Sergeant Rock, I bet Jeff and the fine folks at World's Greatest Comics probably have it, and they'll get it in your hands. So stop by the store, but if you're not in the Central Ohio area, you can still check them out online. Their website is wgcomics.com, and they're even on Facebook. Just search for at WG Comics. And if you do interact with anyone from the store, please let them know that you heard about World's Greatest Comics from me right here on the PVD Cast. All right, with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with Turkana's creator, Frank James Bailey. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am joined this evening by voice actor and comic creator, Frank James Bailey. Frank, how are you doing this evening?
Doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, we haven't talked since last February.
Oh, just okay. Just a few
weeks before everything went sideways in this world.
Okay, yeah, true. And now we're starting to get back into things.
There you go. Yeah. I was going to ask, how had COVID impacted you and Turkana and your other projects that you've been working on?
Well, I in April of 2020, I had my first Kickstarter. And I was trying to get funding to help with the third comic at the time. And I was offering, these posters and this kind of stuff. And honestly, the Kickstarter failed. Some people tell me, try it again with a different comic or try it again with a different issue or something. Okay, but I'm just somewhere in my brain, I'm thinking, okay, it didn't work the first time. Should I try it again? Or maybe I did something wrong. I don't know. But so I'm just trying to, and my artist doesn't charge an arm and a leg like a lot of other artists do. So I can kind of afford him to keep going. And of course, the printing is not that super expensive. So yeah, I'm just going to keep going with the comics and keep pushing. Hopefully, get more of an audience out there. Get more people to like the new comics. In like I told you off the camera or off the mic there, that I'm also joining on TikTok, so I'm getting a new audience on there as well.
So with the TikTok, let's talk about that for a minute.
Okay.
I'm just curious because you did mention it before we started recording. So if somebody checks out your TikTok, what are they going to see?
Okay, they're going to see cartoon reviews mostly. Now, I did cartoon reviews on YouTube for probably like 3 or 4 years. They never got that many views. The cartoon reviews I did maybe like, I don't know, less than 100 views per video. And I have like maybe 270 some subscribers on my YouTube channels. Like, eh, okay, so I got discouraged because nobody's really watching them. So I started doing cartoon reviews on TikTok when I joined in January. 200 or 300 people were watching my videos every time. And then the more I put out, the more people were watching. And of course, wait a minute, if people are watching my cartoon reviews, why not throw out Turkana stuff or comic books? So then it's, oh, who's that character? So I don't talk about Turkana all the time because people like when I do cartoon reviews and a couple of movie reviews here and there, but not too many. And occasionally somebody asks me a question. So then I pop in with like, oh, hey, this person asked that question, you know, and this is how I feel about DC or Marvel comics, you know. So they ask a question, which is on my TikTok, it says Q&A. They can ask a question. I can try and make a video answer for it. So, but mostly it's cartoon reviews, a few movie reviews. And of course, on Saturdays, I talk about Turkana, which is my comics. And on Sundays, I just started this. I'm doing a voiceover tip. So it's our quick 1 minute video. Oh, hey, you need to have the good audio because don't do it in your bathroom because they're going to bounce off the walls. Or, hey, this is the kind of microphone you might need, you know. Quick one little tip about what you need for if you want to break into voiceover. That's part of the stuff that I do on TikTok.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about Turkana because, as I mentioned, last February is the last time we talked. I have new listeners. They're not familiar with the tale. So fill us in a little bit on Turkana.
All right, Turkana started off as 3 illustrated novels back in 2015. Book one was Our New Home. Book two was called Dr. Kunda Bandagun. And book three was called Trinity's Traps. They're all available on Amazon. I still have them. If you go to Comic Cons or if you go to Turkana.com, you can still get the 3 original illustrated novels. But honestly, they're $20 each. I got to make a profit off of them. So they're $20 each. They're pretty good books. I like them. I like the way they're formatted, but they weren't selling as much as I wanted to. It's like, well, okay, I'll try comics. I tried my first comic in 2019, which is comic number one called Who is Thea Beaumont? People loved it. The comic outsold the books like 10 to 1. So then I went on to number 2. Then I went on to number 3. So the comic series is keeping going because people seem to like comics a lot more. So that's where the comics are now. And I've had special covers for comic 1, 2, and 3, and I didn't do one for comic number 4, but I have a special comic for the brand new one, which is out just this month in June, and it's my first LGBT comic. I kind of teased this a little while back that one of the characters is in the LGBT community, but I didn't want to like focus on it. But you know, a lot of my friends who are in the LGBT, so you got to mention it at least, you know. Got to talk about it sometime. So this newest comic is about that. And it's not about a girl crush. It's about how she deals with life. That's one thing I've learned by watching Stan Lee videos and watching Marvel comics and watching the movies and stuff. You see these characters with problems or having an issue of some sort that they have to deal with. And that's what Brittany has to deal with at home. You know, because she's a teenager. She's fighting crime with her friend. But yet she also has to deal with a dad who doesn't really agree with the LGBT community. And that's what comic number 5 is all about.
And it's out this month, you know.
It's out this month.
In conjunction with Gay Pride Month as well.
Exactly, yes.
and I can attest, I looked at the free preview that you have online. Mm-hmm. And it's a great tale. It's not quite what I thought it was going to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And it is really grounded in the realism that I imagine many people in the community have dealt with, because coming out is sometimes a traumatic thing for families and for individuals.
Well, that's the tale I wanted to tell, which was, you know, sometimes people don't want to talk about it. And that's why she doesn't want to talk about it to other people, because she's afraid what she people might think of her. And that was the whole point of the comic, though, is to, you know, and then, of course, the end, I don't want to give away the ending, but it's like the end, it kind of reminds you of some scene from some TV show that you might have seen. Some people know this scene from this one TV show from the 90s. Like, oh, that reminds me of that. It reminds you of that, but it's like it's not exactly that because it's a totally different situation, but it's very similar energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the character of Turkana, also known as Paige. Tell us a little bit about the history of the character and her superpowers and whatnot.
Well, Turkana is from a planet called Sonelicus. That's where she got her powers. Almost like Saturn, there's rings around the planet, and those rings kind of gave people on the planet these powers. Well, eventually the planet was kind of destroying itself, similar to Superman-ish, sort of. Then she left at that planet with her mom, who was pregnant at the time. This is like the history, the lore of it. But then they went to another planet called Batacor 3. And in Batacor 3, there's a bunch of purple people. They're like the natives, kind of like, you know, Avatar. They're all blue. But her mom didn't treat all the natives right. So her mom eventually put her own husband in a cell because he wouldn't agree with something. So Turkana broke him out of the cell. This is all in the first book, by the way. Turkana broke him out of the cell, left her on that planet, took her brother, came to Earth, became a superhero. Generally, the synopsis of the first book is right there. And then she went to high school, and she ages 1 year for every 10 years on Earth. So she looks like a 15-year-old girl, but she's actually 150 years old. She looks like a typical teenage girl. So she wants to go to high school, and that's where she meets her friends, Brian and Brittany and Tiffany and Maya. She meets all these other, you know, teenage friends, and only two of them know who she really is, which is Brian and Brittany. The other ones don't know who she really is yet. But her powers come out as lightning bolts out of her fingers, but they make constructs, kind of like Green Lantern. I put limits on the constructs because the bigger it is, the faster it disappears. And the smaller it is, the longer it'll stay. And she can't make air or water. She can almost be very imaginative with her constructs. Like she can make a big long bat or make a flashlight. She flies in a flying surfboard, which it's kind of medium size, so it won't disappear as fast. But, you know, let's say she's going somewhere and she has to have somebody, a passenger. Well, she makes this like flying car thing. But of course, that doesn't stay very long, so she had to make another one. But yeah, that's where her powers is. And her powers come from the electromagnetic field of the planet. That's where powers are always being charged from.
If I remember correctly from the last time you were on, you have a certain inspiration for Turkana. You want to talk a little bit about that?
The inspiration generally came from my daughter, because when she was 7 years old, she said, "Daddy, I don't like princesses anymore. I like superheroes." So that's where the seed of the idea came from. And my daughter's name is Paige. And I named the alter ego of Turkana Paige. So the high school student, his name is Paige T. Smith, but her alter ego is the superhero Turkana. And of course, she has a friend named Brian Evans, a friend named Brittany Garcia. And in the comics, Brittany and Turkana fight crime together. When I wrote that first comic, I found it that, you know, their dynamic together makes better sense than her having a crush or Brian having a crush on her, him trying to, you know, navigate through high school and stuff. It's like when they're fighting crime together, their banter back and forth is really good. Sometimes when you write things and you see it on paper and you see it in the comic, those two work well together, you know?
Yeah.
So
sure.
Yeah. So that's how the dynamics sort of switched a little bit, even though Brian's still part of it, even though May is still part of it. They're like the best of friends, and that's how they confide in each other, and that's how they can fight crime together, you know.
What was your daughter's reaction the first time that she saw Turkana, since it's loosely, you know, inspired or based on her? What was her reaction?
Well, she really liked it at first, and she liked to cosplay as her, because I did have some cosplay outs. Matter of fact, I went to some Comic-Cons in 16 and 17 and 18. And she's cosplayed as Turkana a couple times. Now, she hasn't done it lately because she is a typical teenager. She's growing up, and she loves anime. So she has these anime characters she has to, you know, but she told me if I bought the suit again and had it resized, she would cosplay as Turkana again, because she's really getting into cosplay. but she'd also want to cosplay as something else if we're going to be there just, okay, all right, for a couple hours she'll be Turkana, and then for another couple hours she'll be this other character of anime, you know? So, hey, sure, you know, she loves to dress up, which is fine, and she likes Turkana. Matter of fact, she said she likes my comics better than the books. Yeah, I guess a lot of teens probably like the visual part of seeing the comics than the, you know, reading the books anyway. So depending on the person too.
Well, going back real quick to the characters, I just realized you mentioned Brian and Brittany and Maya and Paige. Let's talk a little bit about some of the antagonists, some of the villains of the universe of Turkana. Do you have a favorite villain that you really love to write?
Right now. This is going to sound interesting, but right now my favorite villain is Thea Baymont because nobody knows a whole lot about her yet. Mm-hmm. And that's the interesting thing is in the very end of comic number 4, we finally see who she is. Again, you didn't see it because you have the comic with you, but at the very end of comic number 4, because at the very beginning of comic number 1, you know, this guy Adam says, Thea Baymont, and then, oh, who's Thea Baymont? And then they go into comic number 2, and this 7-foot-tall black guy named Burmese, and he wants Turkana. And they find out, oh, he works for Thea Baymont. At the end of comic 3, we don't really see who Thea Baymont is. We just see her legs. She's in front of this big screen. We don't really see who she is. At the end of comic 4, we finally see who she is and what her motivation is, what her philosophy on life is. And she's an interesting character to write. And even though comic number 5 has nothing to do with Thea Baymont, I've already written comic number 6, which has a lot to do with that. And that'll be out next year.
Okay.
So keeping the comics going. And yes, like I said, she's a very interesting character to write because she's, you know, there's not a whole lot about her yet.
And I like that you are already just coming up with new ideas and getting ready for the next issue. That's something that I think that more and more creators are thinking long term. And maybe that's because of what happened last year, where, you know, all of a sudden we weren't allowed to go to comic book conventions. We weren't allowed to do this or do that. And that gave some creators free time, you know, to sit down and start working on other things, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is kind of off the subject, but I was actually, I wrote this book in high school called The Moloch Powers, and I was actually writing a synopsis about that and thinking, this is going to be very interesting. Now, I don't think the Moloch Powers would actually work as a comic. It probably worked better as a novel. And the more I imagine it, it's like, this would be good as like a short, in a very short mini series of a cartoon. This way it would only be like maybe 7 or 8 issues and then boom, be over with. So, but again, it's on ideas in my head that are not related to Turkana, but still keeping the ideas flowing and keeping ideas coming, you know.
Any chance we'll see that project come to life?
Well, again, I just wrote a synopsis of it, so I have to write the rest of the book first. But a lot of people thought, the Moloch, that sounds like a pretty good title. The Moloch Powers. So,
well, let's go back to talk about Turkana and her fans, to be honest. Turkana has developed quite a big following. As a matter of fact, there is a fan club on Facebook for Turkana that has quite a few followers, over 1,000 followers. That's got to feel good, doesn't it, Frank?
The thing that's interesting to me is, and not getting off of that, but it's like the people on TikTok, even though I have more followers on TikTok than that group, the people on TikTok have been asking questions about Turkana. It's about fan art, about, hey, when is next book's coming out, and that kind of stuff. So it's like, it's interesting to see that I'm grabbing onto a new dynamic and a new set of audience on TikTok that I couldn't match on YouTube. But yeah, the group for the fan club on Facebook has been there since 2015. I don't want to, they're the people who have been there the whole time. So I always post fan art on Tuesdays. I talk about new comic book day on Wednesdays. I try to do a throwback Thursday. All the new comic or where you can read some of the new comics on Fridays. I try and because sometimes I've been doing the different cons and stuff, like online comic cons. I've been doing that on Saturdays. So yeah, I've been trying to do a video on Mondays when I can as well. So trying to do something different every day to keep the people motivated, keep people interested in the new comic and stuff. And I'm lately starting to talk about cons we're starting to get back into, like the Gem City Comic Con I'm going to in late July.
Well, let's talk for a minute. When you said Throwback Thursday, what would we see on a on a Throwback Thursday?
Two things. I was doing Throwback Thursday. Hey, I'm at this con from 3 years ago. That wasn't getting a lot of reaction, a lot of views coming. I mean, you know, maybe people want to see me. But then I had these pages made, these Facebook pages made for each individual character. One for Brian, one for Maya, one for Paige. I think one for Brittany as well. So there's four different character pages on Facebook for these characters, and I was updating them for a while. And then it's got kind of, you know, tedious to update all the pages all the time. Something, and you know something, why not just put it all in one page, the fan page, and call it a Throwback Thursday? So yeah, sometimes you might see, oh, here are all the characters in the pool, you know, or here they're at school. Like the one I posted today was Throwback Thursday from 2016. I had my artist draw. They're all walking out of school. It's the last day of school. And Maya was in the background because at first she was just a background character. But in comic number four, she's a part of the group now because she has these powers. And you see, oh, wow, she has these powers now. But yeah, she started off as just a background character. And sometimes it's interesting to throw other, you know, pictures in there that my artist had drawn throughout the years, and sometimes it's interesting to see people who've drawn art 4 or 5 years ago. So those are Throwback Thursdays now.
And you've received quite a bit of some cool fan art. I remember the last time we talked, you shared some of those on screen. Can you have you gotten a really cool piece recently that you'd like to kind of talk a little bit about?
The really coolest piece, I actually said something on that group first before I said it anywhere else about Turkana being, I mean, I'm not Turkana, about Brittany being a lesbian, okay? And then, like, the very next day or the very next week, somebody had already drawn Brittany with a rainbow flag in the back of it. It's like, huh. The support was right there. So I was like, that was awesome.
Yeah. Well, you've mentioned him a couple of times. Let's talk about your artist.
DJ.
Yes. Give us a little bit of the backstory of how you met, how you guys collaborate together, et cetera, et cetera.
He is from India. He is on Fiverr.com. And I've been working with him since 2015. At first, I just had him draw a couple of pictures. This is before I started any books or anything. I just had him draw a couple of pictures. And it's like, okay, how about this as a concept art, you know? Then we started working on the book. And at the time, again, they're illustrated novels. So he would draw me a picture. I could put it on this page. Draw me a picture, put it on this page. But about 2018, we started working on the first comic book. And, you know, to me, I wrote it down like a screenplay. And it's like, well, this is actually kind of easy. So we agreed on a price for per page. And we've been working together ever since. And he likes the comics a lot better because this way I can mail him. Like, I'm going to mail him the new comic. The funny thing is I have two different covers to the comic, to the newest comic, which is comic number 5. And he drew a cover that he liked better. But I said, tell you what, draw the cover that I like, which is the one I use a lot of right now. It has that little emblem in the corner, you know, like, made by DC or whatever, like the old fashioned 80s, 90s emblem in the corner. But the new version is what he likes better. I told him, tell you what, I'm going to get copies of both. And I'm going to tell you which one outsells one. If one outsells the other one, then we'll go your way. You know, we compromise, but a lot of times it's hard for me to kind of explain to him what I need the character to do or what I need the character to look like. Most of the time he gets it. There was only one time in comic number 4 where I had to have him redraw the whole page because it wasn't looking right. You know, but most of the time he gets me. Most of the time he understands where I'm going with this. I can describe it in the action and who's saying what. And, so most of the time he gets it. And I think he's, like I say, he's from India. So he doesn't understand English all the way, but most of the time he gets it. And by the way, I know COVID was really bad over there in India for a while, but I think he said he was doing okay. So
that's good.
In case you want to know.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good because it was really dire over there for a while. Mm-hmm. So that's excellent news. And so who does coloring and layouts and everything? If he
does everything.
Does all the art? He does everything.
He does all the art. He does everything. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Good deal.
I know in regular comics, there is somebody who does the coloring, the penciling, the layering, but he does everything, which is fine. Again, I get a good price. And this is probably why I haven't went back to Kickstarter, because it's like, I know a lot of people charge like $100 a page. I'm not going to say how much he charges me, because I'm sure he'll charge somebody else a different price. But it's like, I can't afford $100 a page to get a new comic made. This is why I can keep going with more comics. It's not super, super, super expensive. And I can keep the story going, you know?
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Frank for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They're the one-stop shop for all of your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, graphic novels, collections, toys, collectibles, posters, thousands on top of thousands of back issues, a great pool system, world-class staff. I mean, what more do you need in a single store? They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. But if you're not in the Central Ohio area, you can check them out online. They're on Facebook. Just look for at WG Comics, and they have a great website, WGComics.com. And if you interact with anybody from the store, please let them know that you heard about the store from me, John Orlando, on the PVD cast.
Well, let's change gears for a moment, Frank. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about voice acting. So,
okay.
How'd you get into voice acting?
Well, I was in radio for 20 years, from 1989 to 2009. I worked in radio and all over Ohio, which is Akron, Canton, Cleveland, Youngstown, Toledo. I worked at a couple of country stations where I was known as the Outlaw Frank James. Then I took the Frank James, added to the Bailey. I've been Frank James Bailey probably for like 25 years now. But the last radio job I worked at was in a small market in Salina, Ohio. And after I was let go from there, it's like, you know, I think I'm going to do things from home. It'd be a lot better. Cause my daughter was just like two, and I didn't want to move around anymore. Cause I mean, yeah, I could try and find another radio job somewhere else, but I didn't want to move around anymore. So I got in a studio in my house, and I do voiceovers from home. Now, most of what I do is radio, TV commercials, podcast openings, book trailers, movie trailers, or internet videos. Like, I did a lot of work for a YouTube channel called Channel Frederator. I did 107 Facts About Pinky the Brain, Then Versus Now My Little Pony. There was a series they had me do for a long time called Disney's Dark Secrets. I did about 5 or 6 videos of those, Disney's Dark Secrets. Also did Radio Humi commercials. And sometimes, if you ever listen to the radio, sometimes a guy going, tonight on TV5. You know, I'm that voice sometimes, too. I have done a whole lot of character work. I've done some for YouTube videos. But if people are curious, oh, he's just an announcer guy. No, I'm a voice actor, because you have to be able to change your voice. I don't always talk like this, like I'm on the radio, you know. So, yeah, it's part of acting. So it's part of voice acting. And every commercial doesn't sound like that either. My favorite example is, like, you know, the monster truck shows?
Yes.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. The monster truck shows, you know, you wouldn't sound right. Just right. Like if you're talking about a funeral place, you know, like, John died this Sunday, come to his funeral. It wouldn't sound right. You're acting.
I remember a tale, though, that you told one time about one of the worst gigs you had, and that was for a medical office or a medical book. Which was it?
It was a medical narration job. It was okay. One of the very first voiceover jobs I ever did for my own home studio. And I was like, oh my God, they're gonna pay me to do this. And it's like, it took me forever. So even though they paid me like $500, it took me so much time to get all these words right. It didn't ever job for my benefit, you know what I mean? Because I was like, I think the first line I'll never forget, it was Ozurdex, dexamethasone intravitreal implant. And it goes on with more long words from there, but that was the very first line. Ozurdex, dexamethasone, I can't even say it anymore. You get the idea, you know? There are some people out there who can say those words and they're rattle them off and they get paid big bucks to do that. So I can't do that one.
So I'm gonna go into one of your little TikTok topics there for a minute. What's some advice you would give somebody that wants to become a voice actor?
Well, the first thing you have to remember is, just because you have a good voice doesn't mean you can do voiceovers or do voice acting. You have to have some training. And like I consider myself trained pretty well because I was in radio for 20 years. So I know exactly how the commercial is supposed to be done. I know exactly how to narrate a video for, you know, because that I've done it 100 times before. I know how to do commercials and liners for radio stations, like 94.5 XKR. You know, I've heard them a million times and I've done them before. So one thing you have to do is you have to remember to get some training to know what you're doing. But if you're going to go down that path, like I said, I'm going to do some voiceover tips on my TikTok, and I do that every Sunday. And I just started this series because I think the one I'm going to post this Sunday is about microphones. Because, yeah, you can probably use a stage mic, but it's not going to sound that good doing a voiceover from it. I mean, it's going to sound okay, but I use a professional microphone. It's called a Sennheiser 416. And as you can see, if I get closer to it, it sounds, the voice gets a little, you know, better. And I also have another room in the other room there that's, everything's all padded and that sounds dead. And I'm using, in that room, I use a Rode NT1000 microphone. That microphone and the Rode NT costs like $350. The Sennheiser cost about, well, it cost me about $600 about 4 years ago. But a lot of times these Sennheiser microphones cost close to $1,000. But if you really want to get serious about doing voiceover work, you have to find the microphone that is perfect for you. That's another big thing I'm going to talk about eventually on my TikToks as well, is not all microphones are made for every single person. Like, I see you're wearing the headset with a little microphone on it. You probably shouldn't do a voiceover with that.
Yeah, right. Definitely. But let's go a step further. So, because this is something I'm curious about. So let's say you have all the equipment, you've got some training. How do you land your first gig?
There are websites out there. I don't recommend them, but I did use them for a while, and that's how I got some gigs. One is called voices.com. One's called voice123. One's called The Voice Realm. I eventually got away from voices.com and voice123 because they were too expensive. The Voice Realm is okay, but it doesn't pay as well as the other two. There's also trying to get an agent, but a lot of it is direct marketing. Because I would, you know, call different radio stations up or give them my card. Hey, I do liners for radio stations. Or if somebody found my, if I'm in a commercial demo and I put it on YouTube or put it anywhere and somebody heard that, hey, you do a pretty good commercial. Somebody hired me to do a commercial for them because they heard it on YouTube. So if your demos for commercial, narration, whatever, are places where people can hear them, even though you might not have a website, they'd still be able to hire you. Now, I have to tweak my website for frankjamesbailey.com, which I haven't done it yet. I've been concentrating so hard on Turkana that I haven't, you know, but people still come to me to do voiceover work for them. I haven't had to tweak that and make it, you know, new demos and stuff, but I'm going to. I just haven't done it yet.
Okay. So there you go. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it's like old school where you go knock on doors or whatnot. Here you just put it all online.
You could knock on doors, but I think a call, you could probably do cold calls. I think if you're, let's just say you want to do a voiceover for a certain, I don't know. There's actually places out there that do ebooks. I know a guy who all he does is medical narrations, the stuff that I can't stand to do. But if he's really good at it and you contact hospitals, oh, hey, we need a voiceover for this particular, you know, medical thing. And you know how to do the voices or the, you know, the narration for it. So how about we hire you since you know this stuff, you know? So it depends on what you're looking for.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's talk about where folks can keep tabs on Turkana, keep tabs on you, get their hands on the book. Let's just go ahead and plug away, Frank.
Okay. First of all, if you want to look at any of the new comics, you got to go to Turkana.com. That is www.turkana.com. There you will find the latest comic on my newest blog, which is comic number 5. It's called Coming Out to a Friend. Now, just so you know, technically, I'm offering it as a free read for this month since it is an LGBT comic. Now, it's not going to be that way all the time. But yes, I do want people to buy the comic, but I think it'd be more impactful and more meaningful if people anywhere around the world could read that comic. You read it, so you understand, you know, the meaning behind it. So, but the other comics do not have the whole comic up. Like the very first comic, which is comic number 1, Who is Thea Baymont? You can read that one for free, but comic number 2, 3, and 4 only had the first 5 or 6 pages as a sample. So if you go to contracon.com, you can order the comics there. You can also order prints there as well. I have a print that my artist Ujavel did. He signed. It's like the lightning going from her fingers all the way up her body, and she's changing from Paige to Tracona. People seem to really like that one. It's really cool looking. So I have special covers available for some of the comics as well. And you can also find out more about the characters on the website as well by going to the characters page and see the fan art. I have fan art from all around the world of people drawing Tracona and Brittany and other characters. It's on the fan art page. Again, all available on Tracona.com. If you want to find me on TikTok, real simple, look for Frank James Bailey. Want to find me on Facebook? I'm Frank James Bailey. You can really Google just Frank James. I spent the past 15, 20 years trying to create a good internet footprint. And so far, if you Google Frank James Bailey, you'll be able to find me. I'm on Instagram, Twitter. The only thing that's not Frank James Bailey is Twitter. That's Frank J. Bailey. But I couldn't use all the letters, so that's probably
why. Yeah, you know, that they're picky over there at Twitter.
They're picky over there, yeah. But I do have a Facebook page specifically for Tracona. It's Facebook.com/Tracona. It's like the like page that they have, like a business page. But the one thing that people seem to enjoy the most is the fan club, which, I mean, you can just go on Facebook and Google Tracona fan club. You'll be able to find it. You can join the fan club as well. So those are all the places you can find me.
All right, you talked a little bit about upcoming conventions. So do you have any coming up? Do you have any appearances you're making, et cetera, et cetera?
The two that I'm looking forward to the most. One, the Gem City Comic Con, because I've been there several times. I really like that show, and that's in late July. I don't know the dates offhand, but I know it's late July. And I've been there, like I said, several times before, and I can't wait to plug it and tell people about it. It's a real comic book convention. It's not a whole lot of big stars. People seem to really like it. I don't think they're going to have as many cosplayers, like a cosplay show or nothing, because they're trying to keep it down because of the COVID thing. They were set this thing up months ago, and they were like, I think the tables are even going to be a little bit farther apart too, just to be safe, you know? But the other one I'm looking forward to is the Cincinnati Comic Expo. I've never been to that one. I couldn't wait to get to it last year. But we couldn't do it last year. So, that was canceled last year. So that one I'm looking forward to. And there's another one called the Cherry Capital Comic Con, I think it's called. It's up in Upper Michigan. It was scheduled for May of 2020. Then they bumped it to October. Then they went back to May. And then they bumped it back to October of this year again. Because, you know, May was kind of like, well, we're just kind of getting out of this. We don't know. So that's another one. I've never been to that one either. And that's like, for me, it's like a 5-hour trip there. So I've never been to that one either. And looking for, again, the Cincinnati one and the Cherry Capital Comic Con in Michigan, those are a 3-day Comic Cons. I don't do too many 3-day Comic Cons. And of course, I'm going to the Jim and Dan Comic and Toy Show, a couple of those shows as well.
Well, there you go. You got a busy, busy schedule, Frank, coming up.
A lot, again, all late in the late summer, early fall, because of the, just to make sure the COVID stuff.
Hey, that's the way to do it, man. That's the way to do it. Let's make sure that this is done before we go out there and we get anybody sick, or we get sick, or we jack things up and we have to start all over again.
Yeah,
I'm all about slow and steady, man.
Yeah. And I honestly, I can't wait to get back, because I've been doing a lot of online Comic Cons lately, and it's nice, even though we're talking and this is a podcast, it's nice to get my voice out there and let people know about it. But it's another thing to talk in front of somebody. It's another thing to have them see your enthusiasm about what you're talking about. It's another thing to get to know somebody as you're talking to them. Even if you're not talking about your whatever you're trying to sell, it's a little different. You know what I mean? When you're in front of somebody.
Gotcha. 100%. All right. With that, Frank James Bailey, thank you very much for coming on. Really do appreciate it. Folks, you definitely got to check out Tracona.com. And I hope everybody goes out and gets all the issues of Tracona.
All right. Thanks a lot, man.
You're quite welcome. And after this quick break, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back to wrap up the episode.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, my conversation with Frank James Bailey, talking about his creation, Tracona. And hey, again, one final time, go to Tracona.com, that's T-E-R-C-O-N-A.com, and you can get all the information about that project. And if you want to support Frank, You can do that too, right there, Turkana.com. And I'm sure that Frank will appreciate it. All right, now it's time for me to let you know where you can get in touch with me if you have a question or a comment about this episode, or any episode for that matter. You can shoot me an email if you like, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just look for @PVDcast. And I'm even on Twitter. Just look for my personal handle. It is @PVDMVP. Maybe you want to tell somebody where they can hear the PVDcast. Well, there's a couple different avenues for that. First, PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, is one great place to hear every single episode. But it's basically available everywhere through all of those major podcasting platforms. All you gotta do is type in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put my name after, PVDcast John Orlando, in the search engine of your favorite podcast platform, and you're sure to find it. Now, maybe you're like, I don't know, John, that seems like an awful lot of work. And it might be, I don't know. Depending on you, on your level of how much is too much work, it might be way too much for you. Well, I make it even simpler. Every Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, you can catch the weekly episode of the PVDcast broadcast through the Facebook page. Once again, that's @PVDcast, and you can check it out that way. And it's even simulcast through my good friends at the Scene Snobs and, of course, at Three Geeks Podcast. And since we're talking about those two friends, you know what? Go over to thescenesnobs.com and check out all of the great shows they have over there at that network. And check out all the great content that is on the Three Geeks podcast. Just go to threegeeks.ninja and listen to some great podcasting goodness. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you for checking out this episode, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy. Production of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2021.